At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
1, 2, 3, 4. Moving down the line comes a train of sorrow, crossing on your heart and mind, where it stops a while. You can buy your ticket now for a sad tomorrow. It's a long way down the line till you find your way. Hold on and we can make it together. Sunshine is gonna clear up the weather. Better days are coming. From day to day, someone's there to watch us. You can ease your tired soul if you raise your head. Riding over rocky ground makes you kind of wonder if you're gonna make it last through another day. Hold on, we can make it together. Clear up the weather. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. Time for a celebration. There'll be a new tomorrow. Time for a jubilation. Jump off the train of sorrow. Be a brighter morning if you can tell this story. Ride on a train of glory, not on the train of sorrow. Thank you.
Hi.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Man, you know, I'm glad to know that better days are coming. You know, better days are ahead. You know, it's all in the way we look at things. It's all in the way that we view things. And this is one thing that Spirit has been really talking to me about. As we ended, last year and going into this year, the one thing that Spirit's really talking to me about is how that we perceive things, how we look at things, and how we do that, then that's creating our world. We are in charge of everything around us in some ways. And we can change things by the way we look at things, by the way we think about things. A lot of our problems in our lives are created right between our ears. Our minds play tricks with us, games with us, tell us this and that and all kinds of stuff. And then what we do is then we buy into that. In some ways or another, we accept that as truth about us, about the world around us. And, you know, my question is, why do we do that so easily? Why don't we question that? But I don't think that we've ever been taught that. I don't think that we've ever really looked at, do we have control over our minds? Next steps, which are what we're going to be talking about, is going to be showing you different things. I'm going to just tell you a little bit about the teaching series that I'm going to be doing and give you a little insight of what next steps is so you'll understand what I'm trying to do through this and what Spirit's trying to do through this. What I really feel like that Spirit really wants us to do is to break down spirituality and see that it's really simple. That our minds, again, have told us that it's really too hard. That it's too hard for us to move forward. It's too hard for us to really, you know, find that Spirit within us. Or, sometimes our minds even tell us that there's nothing out there. There's only us. And I don't believe there's just us. I believe, and always have believed, that there is something way beyond me. And I can't explain how I've known this. I just known it. And I am so glad that I've known that. That there is something bigger than me. Something working through me to accomplish something on the planet. Through me. And the really amazing thing that I want to get to you tonight, as we look at, okay, what are those steps? I'm just going to settle in here, so hold on for just a minute while I adjust myself and put things where I need to be. Okay, there we go. I think, okay, wait, hold on. I'm trying to get my mic in my mouth and all kinds of stuff's going on. All right, so the one thing that I want to say is, you know, one thing with spirituality is just to relax. That's the first key. You know, I know we're going to be talking about fear here in a minute, but I just wanted to lay some other things out here. You know, for me, when I first started on the journey that I'm on, and I'm the only person that I can relate to is me, because that's the only person that my spirituality is with, is me. So for me, the best way for me to have done this is just to relax. The one thing that I would tell you is you're trying too hard. A lot of you are trying way too hard to reach your goal. And then the other question I have for you tonight is, what is your goal? You know, we talked about this the other day on the program, and tonight I really want to look at it. Maybe we won't get to fear today. Maybe we're going down a different road. And that's okay. I want to go wherever Spirit's leading us tonight. But, you know, the one thing is, before we take, maybe this is what Spirit really wants us to look at, is, you know, because we can't take a step if we don't know where we're going. So the question is, where are you going on your journey? Where do you want to go? What is that thing that you're aiming at? What does that look like to you? What does spirituality look like for you? Not what does spirituality look for like for me, for you, but what does it look like to you, for you? Does that make sense? Sounds like a tongue twister there. Try to say that about 100 times really fast. But the thing is we got to know where we're going. And the one thing that Spirit really worked on me as we got out of 2012 is asking me that question, and I mentioned it the other night. You know, Spirit asked me the same question I just asked you. Michael, where are you going? And I had to sit back for a second and probably like what a lot of you are doing and really look at it and say, okay, where am I going? What do I want for my life? What does spirituality look like for me? And the one thing that I really came to the conclusion for and is that the one thing that I see spirituality is unconditional love. The one thing that I want to do this year better than I have in the past is really love unconditionally. Not just you, but myself as well. And we're going to be talking about that in weeks ahead, about what is that, how do we do that, all that stuff. I want to really focus really quick here on the card of the show today. And it's from my Archangel Michael deck, actually. And it says, detach from the situation. On these cards, there's a prayer. And then I just was reminded by Spirit that we hadn't done that yet. But the prayer on the bottom of the card says, Archangel Michael, I ask you to use your flaming sword to cut any attachment to fear or drama so that I may be centered in the knowingness that peace is everywhere within me and in this situation. I want to read this again. Archangel Michael, I ask you to use your flaming sword to cut any attachment to fear or drama so that I may be centered in the knowingness that peace is everywhere within me and in this situation. Now let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, man, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for, man, this year. This year for me has been really already powerful, and I can already feel that it's going to be much more powerful as we go forward. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. I thank you for your love that goes way beyond my understanding. It goes way beyond anything that I could even imagine. And Father, Mother, God, I just want to thank you for this knowing that I've had ever since I probably formed. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for it. I don't want to take anything for granted. I think sometimes, Father, Mother, God, that we just take things for granted. We just think it's always going to be and it always will be. And I think that we just take it for granted sometimes and we don't thank you enough, I don't feel like. And Father, Mother, God, I just have an attitude of gratitude tonight. And I just want you to fill me with your love and your light. And as you fill me with your love and your light, I want that to generate out into the listeners that are listening to me right now. And Father, Mother, God, at this moment, I begin to step out of the way and totally step out of the way so you can use me tonight. Because this is your program. This is your moment. To speak to not just to their hearts, but also to speak to my heart. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just open my ears that I might hear, and I open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you are doing, not just in my life, but in the world around me. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for my listeners as always, and I thank you for the wonderful guests that have been on this program and the wonderful guests that are coming on this program. Father, Mother, God, let us truly understand tonight that we are one. That we are one with you, and that we are one with others, and we are one with Mother Earth, and we are one. Let us get past this place of separation and this place of division, and let us bring our hearts to unity. And as we go forward on this program tonight, we come in that spirit to you, into the spirit of unity. We surround ourselves right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. We say namaste, and we say amen. I want to go back to the card for just a minute, and I want to look at two words here. Well, actually, I'm going to read a whole bunch of other words, but there's two words I want to focus on. With Archangel Michael, the card says, Archangel Michael, cut the attachment to fear and to drama. So want that to sink in for a minute. Fear and drama. I want you now to really look at your life. Take out the spiritual magnifying glass here of sorts and really just look at yourself for a second. And if Spirit asked you, which there really are tonight, do you have an attachment? And there's no judgment on my part. There's no judgment on Spirit's part. There's no judgment at all. Okay? But we're just asking a question tonight. That's all we're asking. Do you feel like that you have an attachment to fear or drama? If you look at your life, how much of it would you say is fear-based? And I want to tell you a little bit about me as you're thinking about that. Before I really got into what I'm in now and before I really understood a lot of the stuff I understand now, I would say that most of my life was drama. Most of my life was fearful. And I'm going to teach you tonight how I got out of that and how you can use some of the tools that Spirit has given me to get out of your stuff. Okay? It's one thing with next steps. One thing, when I teach, I'm always going to give you steps to help you practice things, to bring those things into your life. You know, Spirit has turned my life around and has put me in a different place. And I am so thankful for that. But it took a process. It took work. It took me listening to Spirit. But let's go back a few years in time tonight. And let's look at me before I learned how to get out of fear. I was really controlled by fear. I really was. I probably would not even be talking to you tonight if Spirit hadn't intervened and stepped in and got that away from me. Because my mind would create things to be afraid of. I began to be afraid of everything, even my own battle. I view the world, and please listen to what Spirit wants to say, because I think there's some people that really need to hear this tonight. I viewed the world as a very fearful place, a place that I could not trust, a place I didn't want to be, because I thought it was so fearful. I thought everybody was out to get me. Why would you want to be in a place like that? So my mind, and please listen to the word mind. You're going to hear it a lot tonight. My mind began to show me that the world was a place I could not trust. I couldn't trust my inner circle. I couldn't trust my parents. I couldn't trust anything. So I lived in a very, very, very square box of fear. Of everything. And then, this was a belief system that was formed in me. I was taught fear. I want to go back to the moment that Michael was conceived. Because I believe that when we are conceived, when we are made, when we are formed, we come to planet Earth without all this stuff. I didn't come to planet Earth with fear. I didn't have that. So where did that come from? Where did that energy of fear, where did that spirit of fear begin to come into play? Where did I learn that? And I learned that from my parents. Because those are the first people the spirit put me with. Nothing against my parents. I love my parents. Please do not misinterpret any of this, okay? I'm just saying that that's where I began to learn to be fearful. Okay? And then I went to school. So then I began to learn fear from those around me. Our belief systems come from people around us. And then a lot of them also are belief systems that you and I form. Okay? And I'm trying to go as slow tonight as possible in case some of you are writing this stuff down. And the other thing I will tell you also, these shows are archived. So if you miss something, just go back and listen to it. And I also will tell you, I have no notes in front of me. This is all being given to me as we are doing this, okay? But the one thing that I will tell you is when I was formed, I didn't have any belief system. I was a clean slate. Now, I came to planet Earth with a purpose, okay? And we'll get into that on another show. But I did have a purpose, and I do still have a purpose, and part of that is what I'm doing right now. But when I came here, I did not have any fear. I began to learn fear. I began to learn not to trust myself. I began to not to learn to trust the world around me. To be very fearful. And they didn't mean to do that. I don't hold any resentment against them because they only could teach me what they knew. And I think that we need to give our parents a break sometimes. I think a lot of us, and there's going to be side cards along these teaching things, but this is one of the side cards. I think that a lot of us have to give our parents a break. A lot of us are too judgmental against our parents. And because of what they were teaching us or what we felt like we learned from them. And I don't hold anything against my parents. They did the best job they could. Because they could only pass down to me what they knew. And I'm not saying that maybe you're in an abusive situation, maybe your parents were abusive to you and you know, stuff like that. I'm not justifying any of that. I'm just saying that they did the best they could with the knowledge they had. Because remember what I always say, hurt people, hurt others, heal people, heal others. Okay? Now let's get back to the subject at hand. Now, with fear, it sneaks in. I remember when I really started realizing that I was so fearful, I was like, where did this come from? You know, why am I so afraid of everything? Why do I think everybody's out to get me? But then I started really looking at my folks. And again, nothing against my parents. Please do not misinterpret any of this. But I really started seeing a lot of fear in them. And then I realized it was learned behavior. And then as I got older, I became fearful of myself. I couldn't trust my own decisions. I really didn't trust me. And I sure in the world did not trust something. And please listen really carefully here. I really had a problem trusting something I could not see, which is the spirit within me. I had a hard time with that. I'm not saying that it ever went anywhere. but I had a hard time trusting something I could not see, something I really didn't understand back then. You have to realize this is way back when I was a little kid, something I didn't understand. And for me, a lot of times I feel like that fear is that, is produced by something that we do not understand, by something that we perceive is a danger to us or a threat to us. Goes back to perception. Let's say I'm out in the woods. Okay, let's just use this as an example. I was going to use a different example, but Spirit told me not to use that one. But let's use this one. Okay, I'm out in the woods. All of a sudden, I see a lion. Okay? Now, if I didn't know fear, if I hadn't been taught fear, would I be fearful of that lion? Because what is telling me to be afraid of that? It's my perception. It's something that has been taught to me that I should be afraid of that. And they will tell you, if you are out in the woods, they'll tell you that if you run across a bear, if you run across a lion, if you run across these things, you're supposed to pretend that you're dead because they sense fear. It's like, have you ever ran across a big dog? Remember the story I told you about the big dog and the rock thing? Animals can sense fear really quick. And people, I really feel like that people can sense that too. They know if you're afraid of them. Bullies thrive on fear. It's almost like a food to them. They feed off of that. They feed off of your fear. There's people like that, and I don't understand people like that, but there are people out there that do feed off of other people's fears. So let's go back to the original question that I asked you earlier in the program. Is, would you say that you're fear-based? And how much of your life is fear-based? Be honest with yourself. This is for you. This is not for me. So how much of your life would you say is fear-based? You know, back in the day, I would say that 90% of my life was fear-based. And so I was afraid of every single thing until one moment in my life. And these are going to be the tools that I'm going to give you to help you through this. There was a point in my life that my mind was just shut off one day. I don't know how it happened. I wasn't really thinking about anything. And I believe that Spirit stepped in to save my life, because I would not be talking to you right now if I hadn't, because it would have just destroyed me. Fear in a lot of ways, my friends, is like a cancer. It just eats at you and eats at you and eats at you and eats at you and eats at you. And there's no judgment on my part. But I'm just telling you that it just eats at you. And it holds us back from so much. I was so afraid to ever step out and do anything. Because I was so afraid of the unknown. And our minds have convinced us for some reason that the unknown is scary. That is a dark place. That is a place that we should not go. But do you know why it convinces us that? Because it does not want us to go into center. It does not want us to go into the spiritual. It doesn't want us to go forward. Your mind is your worst enemy. Because it will chatter and chitter and talk and drive you stark raving mad if you allow it to happen. But you don't have to allow it to happen, because you have control over it. And one day, I was quiet. And in that quiet moment of my life, I realized that I didn't want to be like this anymore. I didn't want my life to be held back in fear. And can I honestly tell you tonight that I'm free of fear? I would be lying if I told you that. But I'm a lot better than I used to be. At least, you know, my shadow doesn't scare me anymore. So that's a good thing. But if I told you tonight that I was 100% free of fear, I'd be lying. But I'm a whole lot better than I used to be. And how I got there is that I just came to the conclusion that what I was going through wasn't something I wanted to go through. It's something I didn't want in my life. So I believe that Archangel Michael came in with a sword and began to cut that attachment to fear. The one thing I want to read something to you really quick here. You've heard me quote this before, but I want to quote it again tonight. And I don't quote a lot of scriptures on this show. I have nothing against scriptures. Hopefully you don't either. But I just want to quote a scripture to you really quick. And this is what really helped me. This is what really started, because I was in religion for a big, huge part of my life. And this scripture was what really actually started helping me see something was wrong with me and something was wrong in my life. And it's found in 2 Timothy 1:7. And I want to read it to you really quick, because this is what really began to show me that I needed to work on some area of my life. And please bear with me. My computer is acting a little difficulty at the moment. But hold on for just a second, and we'll get there, I'm sure. But, you know, we have to just, you know, realize that spirit's in control. And 2 Timothy 1:7 says this: "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." When I read that, I saw the word spirit of fear. And I was like, what is that? You know, why is that there? And if God or spirit or whatever you want to call that, higher power, doesn't matter what you call it, it's all the same thing. We get hung up on labels too much. And so let's say spirit has not given me a spirit of fear. That did not come from the spirit within me. So where does it come from? It comes from us believing belief systems that our mind creates, and stories that our mind creates, and possibilities that our mind creates that never happen. How much of your day is spent worrying about stuff that never, ever, ever, ever happens? But this scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love." And I want you to listen very carefully to the last words: "of a sound mind." I told you earlier in this broadcast that our mind is our enemy, our thoughts, what we think about, what we draw to ourselves. And a lot of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we want different thoughts. We want different things. And can we have that? Yes, we can. And now, I'm going to give you some tools. Are you ready? I'm going to reach into my spiritual toolbox here, and let's pull out a tool. The one thing that I really started using is when I saw this scripture, and when it really started getting into my heart, and this is one thing that I had to pull into me. I had to pull this into me and really look at myself and go, okay, if I am so fear-based and the spirit within me didn't give this to me, then this is something that I really don't need. This is something that is not for my higher good. It's not benefiting me in any way. It's holding me back. So I thought, okay, how do I get rid of it? How can I move out of that? And the answer is in the verse. Another scripture in the Bible says, perfect love casteth out all fear. You can look it up if you don't believe me. It says, perfect love casteth out all fear. So then I thought, okay, well, what is that perfect love? Because you have to realize, a lot of the stuff I wasn't taught. My home life was very fearful. So I thought, okay, there's something else going on in my world that Spirit's trying to show me. And so I thought, okay, what is that? And again, it's hard for me to trust something I don't see. You know, the one thing that we need to move out of is out of fear and into faith. Faith is believing in something that you cannot see. I cannot see the Spirit within me. Well, sometimes I can, but a lot of us, we cannot see the Spirit within us. And so how do we trust that? How do we trust something that we can't sink our teeth into? And that's what a lot of people have problems with spirituality, because a lot of people want something solid. They want to be able to examine it, dissect it. But you can't do that with spirit. You can't do that with faith. You can't do that with trust. You can't do that with love. You can't dissect these things. But they come from the Spirit within you. Okay? So spirit, when I started really looking at the scripture, but of power. Fear robs us of power. It does. And for most of my life, I had given my power to other people because I was afraid of them. Are you listening? I was giving my power to things that I was afraid of. It doesn't matter what that was. But any time that we're afraid of something, we are not standing in our power. We are not standing in the Spirit within us. Then the other word here is, Spirit has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love. Remember, love pushes fear out of us, pushes it away from us. And so I'm going to go back to what I really believe that Spirit has called me to do, and is to teach you and I how to love ourselves. Because when we can get to that perfect love place, my friends, then we won't be in that place of fear. We won't be in that. And we can already get out of there by asking our angels. One day, I called Archangel Michael to me. And I said, Archangel Michael, I don't understand the scripture. I don't understand what you're trying to show me. I don't know what Spirit's trying to show me. So could you please tell me what this is all about? And Archangel Michael came to me and said this, I want to set you free from fear. All you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask your angels to help you with us. And I said, okay, I want the help. And you can believe what I'm about to tell you happened. You don't have to. It's totally up to you, but it's real. Okay, to me anyhow. And all of a sudden, I saw a sword. And I asked Archangel Michael, I said, what's that for? And he said, if you would want me to, and if you really believe this, I will cut this attachment that you have put in place. I put it in place, so I'm the only one that can really ask to get rid of it. Please listen to what Spirit is saying here. And so I said, yeah, I don't want to be like this. I've been like this my whole life. I don't want to be like it anymore. And so I said, please help. And he said, okay, you and I will cut the cord, but we do it together. And I said, okay, I'm ready. And when I said, okay, we cut the cord, There was a mighty wind. Like I said, you don't have to believe this, but this is what happened. There was a mighty wind that began to push. I could see a cloud around me. This darkness that had been around me, there was like a gray cloud around me. And as I saw as I cut this cord, I could see that cloud moving away from me and me going into that place of power, me going into that place of love and of a sound mind. Now, does my mind play tricks with me? Yeah, still. But we can't control that. We don't have to listen to our mind. A lot of us have given too much power to our head. We've given away power. And the one thing that I'm asking tonight is, why have we done it? Because it's, for a lot of us, we don't understand. I didn't understand a lot of the stuff I understand now back in the day. So that's what I'm telling you. If you're still in a place of fear, there is no judgment on my part, because I understand that it takes time to realize some of this stuff. You know, it's taking first steps, next steps. You know, like I said, fear sneaks in. Very sneaky. It just starts whispering. You can't trust that. What are you doing? You know, we had a caller last night. I want to focus on this. We had a caller last night that wants to go down to Arizona. Feels like that they're supposed to go down to Arizona. Spirit has told them they're supposed to go down to Arizona. But everybody around her, is pushing their fears, their belief systems, their concerns onto her. They're pushing their fear onto her. Hopefully she won't buy into it, and hopefully she will follow the leading of Spirit and move where Spirit wants her. But it is very scary to step out in faith sometimes. It's like with the program and me. Let's talk about me again. You know, Spirit, I had a show called Insights with Michael. I was very happy with Insights with Michael. But Spirit says, you know, hey, I got something else for you. This is unknown to me. Bringing guests on is new to me. All of this is new in some ways. Teaching like I'm teaching tonight is new to me. But we have to step out and believe that Spirit wants us to do things. And if Spirit is calling us to do something, especially in 2013, please listen. As we step into new energies of 2013, the Spirit is definitely asking us to step out of fear. Fear is like a prison. Okay, let's just show you what fear is. Okay, fear is a prison. If you've ever been to a prison, it's very confining. You don't have a lot of, you go here, you go there, you do this, you do that. So fear in a lot of ways of our lives dictates to us what we can and what we can't do, or what it says that it tries to convince us that there's things that we can't do. But the Spirit within us tells us that we can do all things. That there's nothing that we can't do. But our minds try to counteract that and say, oh, that's not true. But it is true. There is nothing that you cannot do with the Spirit within you. And when I started really seeing this, my friends, I started stepping into where I'm at right now. I started getting back my power. I started stepping into that place saying, hey, you know what? I am not going to be controlled by my mind. I'm not going to be controlled by fear. I'm not going to be stopped anymore. I'm going to come out of that prison of fear. I'm going to come out of that box. And you can do that too. And what really helps me is when, and are there days that I get fearful? Are there things that come to me and sometimes I'll go, oh my gosh, I'm a little afraid of that. But when those things come to me, I'm going to tell you what I do, okay? This will help you. Let's say, let's use an example, okay? This will help. Let's say that Spirit called me to go to New York City, to move there and live there, okay? All right. Now, I live in Kansas. I've always lived in Kansas. And, you know, I've never been to New York City. I've seen New York City on TV. I've seen some of that stuff. And a lot of times, to me, New York City has a big high crime rate. That's what my mind tells me, because that's what I see on TV, okay? And so, but that's not New York. But I want to show you how your mind can play tricks with you. So my mind tells me that New York is a scary place to live, and if I go there, I'm going to get killed. Okay, now, let's break that down, and let's see how realistic that is. Okay, is that a realistic fear? No. I probably would go to New York and probably never get killed. Okay? But my mind tells me that to keep me stuck where I'm at. Are you following? Because my mind knows that if I go to New York, that Spirit has something good for me there, and that there's something awesome there, and my mind does not want me to reach that goal. So it comes up with, this is not a good place for you to go. And what are people going to, you know, and then the next thought that comes in here is, what are people going to say about this? You know, you don't have a job up there. You know, you don't have a place to live. What are you going to do? But if Spirit calls us to do something, I believe that Spirit will provide those resources to get us to where Spirit wants us. It wouldn't make sense to me to not believe that. Are you following? So fear is this: false evidence appearing as real. And I'm going to repeat that again in case you want to write this down. Fear, false evidence appearing as real. Because I have no facts that if I move to New York City that I'm going to get killed. There are no facts there. There's no proof of that. So it's false evidence appearing as real. Let's because it's a whole lot simpler. Let's say there's a restaurant, because I do this all the time. Okay. There's a restaurant, and let's say that I really want to go there, but my brain, this little fear factor guy, comes in and says, okay, if you go there, Michael, you walk in there, you don't know what to do, and everybody in the restaurant is going to laugh at you. Okay, now let's break that down. Okay, is that really actually going to happen? Probably not. Okay, everybody in the restaurant's going to laugh at me? Okay, that's not going to happen. All right, but my brain has convinced me that that's going to happen. See how silly this stuff is sometimes? If we break it down and look at it, you know, it's like, really, is that stuff going to happen? You know, and so that's what we have to do. You know, we have to look at, okay, when you're having a feeling, is this coming from the Spirit within you? You know, when you have a fear, is this a realistic thing that you need to be afraid of? Now, I'm going to back up. There are some things in our lives that we do need to be afraid of. There are situations that do come into our lives that are okay to be afraid of. Sometimes it's like if you're smoking and you have a fear that, you know, you might catch cancer, that's a good fear. Okay, are you falling? And, you know, if you drink a lot, then there's a possibility that your liver might get damaged. So you might have a fear of that. So there are good fears, but a lot of times our fears are unfounded. They're false evidence appearing as real. It's not going to happen. I lived in Kansas City before I moved back to where I live now. I lived in Kansas City, and I didn't really want to come back to where I'm living right now, because I sat one day in Kansas City and came up with all of the stuff that I thought would happen if I moved here. None of the stuff that I worried about, lost sleep over, couldn't eat, ever happened. Are you following? Fear wants to keep you in a place of being stuck. It's a prison. I don't know how else to describe it to you. It's a prison. You're locked in a box. And the only way out of that box is to ask Archangel Michael to cut the cord. I want to read the card of the show. And we are about to open my phone lines to take some calls here. If you need help tonight, we're going to open those here in a minute. But before we do that, there's some other things I want to do. But our phone lines are going to be opening there shortly. So that number is 347-327-9316. But the card that we pull says, detach from the situation. We can detach from fear. You and I, let's look at what's inside of you and I. And some of you, it's okay if you're not tapped into it yet. Okay, it's okay. But inside of you is all that you will ever need, all that you will ever want, all the power that you could even imagine, all the love that is beyond our imagination, all the resources are right there inside of us. The one thing that's not inside of us is a spirit of fear. You know, when I'm afraid of going to a restaurant or stuff, I'm going, okay. I ask my mind something, and this is another tool that I want to give you. When I feel those fears, I go, okay, first of all, I ask myself questions. Is this really going to happen? Because my mind has played games with me my whole life. So I ask my mind, is this really going to happen? And I shut that mind off for a minute, and I ask the spirit within me, and I say, is this really going to happen? I listen to the spirit within me. And most of the time, the spirit within me, all the time, the spirit within me says, this is not going to happen. It's not a true statement. My mind is playing games with me. It doesn't want me to go in and experience a new restaurant. Maybe I'll meet somebody in there that could help me on my spiritual path and wants me not to do that. You never know. What are your fears holding you back from? You know, look back and think of all the times that you've given fear power over things. I'm not trying to make you feel bad tonight. I'm just trying to make you realize something, is that we've given too much of our power to something that is not working for your higher good. So I ask myself, okay, is this going to happen? Most of the time, the answer is no. Okay. So then I go, okay, what is my mind trying to keep from me? What is it holding back from me? And a lot of times it comes up with joy and happiness. And when I can override that little fear thing and I stand in my own power, then I begin to find the power within me. I tap into spirit and I step into that restaurant and I go, and my mind is still chattering. They're going to laugh at you. 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 But I tell my mind, that you have no control over me. You need to shut the heck up. So what I want to give you tonight is permission to tell your mind to shut the heck up. These, you know, for me, stepping out of fear, was it a very fast process? No. It took years. It took baby steps. It took me stepping out and me saying no to my mind, saying, no, this is not true. This is not something I want to believe. It still is that every day, my friends. Me telling my mind, no, I'm not listening to you. What Spirit really wants me to leave you with tonight is this. As we get ready to close the teaching part of this program tonight, is we need to go into center, and how we do that is through meditation. And meditation, when I say the word meditation, people think, oh my lands, I have to fold my legs like this and I have to do that. And no. Meditation is just quieting your mind, getting your mind to shut up. Next Tuesday, I'm going to teach you something about your mind and about what it's trying to do and what it's trying to convince you of. And it doesn't want me talking to you and telling you all these secrets that I've learned over the years. But I don't really care what it wants. What I really do care about is what the Spirit within me wants. And what the Spirit in me wants is you to have the best life possible. And if I can share some of my struggles and I can tell you how I got out of those struggles and it helps you and it makes you a better person, then I fulfilled my purpose on planet Earth. Because that's my purpose. My only goal in my life is to help you be the best person that you can be. I hope you got something out of tonight. But before I end, I want to look at the card again. And it says, detach from the situation. Archangel Michael, because we're getting ready to do something. Archangel Michael, I ask you to use your flaming sword to cut any attachment to fear or drama. Do you know how much drama is on your little boxes in your living rooms? And I'm not against television. Please listen. I'm not against television. But what are we feeding ourselves? What are we feeding our minds? That's just a question I want to leave you with. What are we feeding ourselves? In the last few days, I've shut off my TV. I've shut off drama out of my life. And I'm filling my mind with spiritual things. And as I do so, I can feel a change. I can feel that. Okay, that was free. That didn't cost you anything. So that I may be centered in the knowingness that peace is everywhere within me and in this situation. Do you know that in every situation that you're faced with, there's peace? All you have to do is step into it. It's within you. I just read the card. It's within you. The knowingness that peace is everywhere within me. Let me focus on the word knowingness. Remember I talked to you about when I was a little kid that I just had a knowingness? That's what you can have. It's a knowingness. That peace is within you. Your mind, my mind is chattering to me right now, but I'm not listening to it because it's not in charge. But you know, knowingness is within you. The same Spirit that within me is within you. You got to learn how to tap into it. That's what this series is going to teach you. These next steps is to get you to the place where you need to be so you can have that knowingness, that you can feel that peace within you in the situation that you're facing right now, maybe even. That's my goal. If you want to do something with me, you can. You don't have to do this. I'm not going to force you to do it. Because you have to be willing to do it. But Spirit really wants me to help you with something tonight. At this moment in time, I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to step forward. Because like I said, you know, I'm not 100% fear-free. I still have some problems every once in a while. But I don't want to be attached to that anymore tonight. And if you're fear-based and you're sick of it, if you're up to here with it, and you're tired of fear dictating your life to you and holding you back from all that Spirit has for you, then I would ask you to ask Archangel Michael to come forward to where you are right now. He's where I'm at, but he can be a whole bunch of places. He's not confined by anything. So ask Archangel Michael to come to where you are right now. And along with me, we're going to ask Archangel Michael to take his sword and to cut the attachment to fear. Remember, I went back to the day, remember I told you earlier about when I got sick and tired of it. And I had to agree to cut the cord, and that's what you're going to have to agree to. Archangel Michael wants to cut it for you, but he can't do it by himself. You have to be willing to let go of it. And for a lot of you, it's the only thing you've known, but there is something better. There's something better than fear for you, my friends. There's something better, I promise. So if you're ready and you're willing to do this with me, great. If you are not ready yet, there's no judgment on my part. There's going to be some day that you will be ready. And if you can't do it right now, that's okay. I understand. And the Spirit within you understands, okay? But if you're willing and you're ready, on the count of three, I'm going to, you know, we have to tell Archangel Michael, I'm going to do this with myself, and if you want to do it, you're going to have to talk to Archangel Michael and talk for yourself. But I'm going to ask Archangel Michael, I'm going to say, you know, I'm ready to cut this cord. I don't want any fear in my life. It's not coming from the Spirit within me, so I don't want it. It's not from my higher good. It's not doing anything for me. So on the count of three, and what I want you to do is I want you to take, this is what I did back in the day, I'm going to do it tonight as well. I want you to take your right hand, and I want you to put it in the air like a sword. And I want you to cut the cord with Archangel Michael on the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, now cut three. Now believe that that's done. It goes back to faith and it goes back to trust. Congratulations on doing it. And you will feel something, I promise. Hopefully you got something out of the teaching. If you like this teaching series, if you want to hear more of this stuff, please drop me an email. Let me know. SpiritualTalkRadio@gmail.com. If you have questions about this, about tonight's subject, write me at SpiritualTalkRadio@gmail.com. If you're stuck in fear, then you need some help. If you need somebody to pray with you, you need somebody just to encourage you a little bit, SpiritualTalkRadio. I just said gmail.com. It's actually ymail.com. It's ymail.com. Sorry, guys. That is SpiritualTalkRadio, ymail.com. The Gmail account does not exist, so be sure that you put a Y there, ymail.com. I just changed that, so that's why. And Stephen just said, you don't have that email. So, all right, so that's ymail.com. Maybe that's why nobody's writing me, because I've been giving out the wrong email address. I don't know. So we're going to open our phone lines. If you have questions tonight, maybe about the subject, or if you have questions that need answers, if you are having a bad day and just need somebody to talk to, 347 327-9316. Phone lines are now open. I will be taking your calls here shortly. So 347-327-9316. All right, let's talk to Ellen. You've been patiently waiting and listening, and I appreciate it so much. Hi, how can I help you tonight?
Hello, Michael. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How can I help?
Well, I would just like a message from Spirit. I enjoyed everything you said about fear. It is, I could just add one thing regarding it. Not only does it prevent you from doing things that you want to do,
right,
it also prevents you from manifesting things, having things come to you that you want.
Go ahead.
Okay, that's all I wanted to add.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did add that. That is true. Because you know, if your mind is saying, hey, you can't manifest that, you can't bring that to you, it's never going to happen, you're not going to bring anything to you. You're not going to manifest anything.
Yeah.
Why do you find that? Right. Now, is there a certain area that you want to focus on? Because you told me if we had a certain area to focus on.
Actually, no. Several things are going on in my life, and I would be glad to hear whatever Spirit has to tell me regarding any of them.
Okay, all right. Now, is there something going on with work or employment right now? Because I keep feeling that is an area that's really focused right now is work. Does that make any sense?
I have a job that I've been at now for about 3.5 months,
okay.
And I hope it's going well. I see that there are areas for me to, add some creativity, and I'm trying to do that, and I hope it, I can do that.
Definitely can do that, and I definitely believe you will. I believe that this is going to be a job where that creative energy that's inside of you is really going to shine, and that's your job to do, actually, is to bring that there, because I feel like that it really needs that.
Yeah, they've been doing things the same way, and I was brought in to develop things as they were. It's a long story, but I also was told we're looking for programmatic opportunities, and that's where I think the creativity is, and I've been trying to push them in certain directions.
Yeah, because, you know, the one thing about 2013 for all of us, including you, is a year where we step out and everything's changing, and a lot of these companies are having a really hard time step into this new energy and stuff, and because they're stuck in their old ways of doing things, and the old doing things is done, and so is really having a hard time trying to understand that we need to step forward, and I'm glad that Spirit put you right there to help them with that, because that's one thing that you're really going to help them do, is to see, you know, different possibilities, different things. And it's going to be a slow progress because, you know, they're still stuck a little bit. But, you know, just be patient. You are going to see some changes there. And you're definitely there for a while. I see you going any place for a while there, except there. So you're there to help them see new changes and the brand new. And because the old's not working for them very well. And they just need to see that. They need to step out and change some things.
Well, I appreciate that message, Michael. It gives me encouragement to keep doing what I was doing. It makes me wondering whether I was trying to lead them astray, but I guess not.
You're not leading them astray. You're doing exactly what Spirit wants you to do. Now, are you in a relationship? I keep seeing a relationship around you all of a sudden.
No, I'm not. It's been a while.
Are you still open to that idea, that possibility?
Oh, yeah. Very much. I've been trying to open up my heart to allow it in.
Okay. Spirit's saying that you're doing really well there, and I definitely feel like this is your year that somebody does pop into your path. I would say late spring, early summer, there should be somebody that you start going out with, getting to know and stuff like that. There definitely is somebody stepping into your path this year.
Wonderful. I got 2 messages. What more could I ask for? Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you would like to talk to me, that's great. Right now, I don't have anybody. So 347-327-9316. So if you would like to be a part of the program. You know, the one thing that I want to just share with you is, you know, what Spirit's doing with me right now. You know, I think that a lot of times we forget what Spirit's doing right now, in this now moment. And, you know, the one thing that I feel that Spirit wants to share, you know, me to share with you is what happens right now, in this now moment. And in this now moment, I'm feeling a surge of energy, you know, a very powerful energy that wants us to definitely take those next steps into our spirituality, to our path. You know, our paths are all different, and that's one thing I want to be sure that you understand. We are all in different places on our walk. And sometimes it's really easy for me to forget that about you. You know, that maybe some of you are taking baby steps, and sometimes I feel like, you know, and I don't want to ever make you feel this way, but sometimes maybe I'm trying to make you take gigantic steps when you're just not able to do that right now. And I don't want to make you ever feel that way. Okay? And because it's okay for you to take the step that Spirit wants you to take. And it's okay for you to be right where you are on that spiritual path for you right now, in this now moment. And for a lot of you, you have questions about spirituality, and that's what this program is about. If you have questions, if you have things that you don't really understand, the one thing that my teacher taught me when I was in grade school is there is no such thing as a dumb question. Again, that's your mind playing around with you. But there's nothing that is dumb. There's no questions that are dumb, so don't ever feel that way. Because if I ever thought that you wanted to ask a question and you didn't ask it because it was going to sound dumb, my feelings would actually be hurt. And so because there's no such thing. So if you have any questions about spirituality, if you have anything that you want, you know, to have some answers about, you know, concerning spirituality, write me at spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. At least I said it right that time. ymail.com. And I'll be happy to answer those here on this program. Because tonight's not the last night of our teaching series. It's the first night of it. So if you have questions about it. Let's talk in the meanwhile while we're waiting for calls to come in. If you would like to talk to me, you can. 347-327-9316. Rosemary, hi, how are things in New Jersey? Whoop, hold on. My switchboard's not working. Hang in there. Okay, there we go.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I couldn't get you on there for my thing was a...
I'm sorry?
How can I?
I can barely hear you. Okay. You're breaking up.
How can I help? Hear me better?
Yes. Here you go. I was wondering about like a relationship, friendship, or love in 2013.
You're going to have all those.
You're still breaking up.
Okay. It might just be Skype or something on your end, because I don't know if anybody else. I think it might be your line. I have somebody and they're saying they can hear me pretty clear, so it might be something on your end. Let me shut you off and see if that helps, and let me see if that helps. I'm going to answer your question. But you know, I feel like that your relationship, there is a relationship coming. I would feel like that's more in March. I feel like that there's something that is coming your way, and it does start as a friendship. I will tell you that I do feel like that it does come out as a friendship. And then as you, as this develops, then it definitely looks long-term for you. I will say that I wouldn't see long-term really stepping into that place until 2014. I wouldn't see that until then. But hopefully that helps you. And I'm sorry that we had some problems of, of you hearing me, but hopefully that helps you, Rosemary, and thank you for calling in, okay? Mary Ellen, you're next on line, and hopefully you can hear me, okay? Hi.
Yes. Hi. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I used to worry about my job, and I've just come along and just taken a deep breath and said, I can't have control of it, so I'm just going to give it up. And I didn't know if there's going to be a change with my job in the future.
Okay. So are you working now? Because I'm
yes.
Okay. I do feel like that you are stepping out of that place of fear. That is a good thing. Okay.
Yes.
So you are stepping out of that place. Now, are you considering a different job? Because I see something else popping onto the picture here. Have you ever thought about something else?
Yeah. I mean, I like the work that I'm doing in the accounting field, but maybe just in a different atmosphere, a different business.
Yeah, because I feel like that there is something that you wanted to do, and I feel like that fear held you back from that, and it's holding you back from that. I don't know exactly what this is, but it just feels like something is holding you back. Maybe, you know, because you're secure where you are, you know, it's something that you do enjoy doing. You know, so why change? You know what I'm saying? Why step out?
Yeah.
But,
well, I have custody of my brother's daughter, and I just want to make sure that I'm close to her, to be around her if she needs me. So I guess that's probably my fear of leaving and starting a new adventure.
Right. Yeah. And you know, and that's how our mind. This is a fine example of how our minds, you know, do things, because, you know, your mind says, you know, if you leave, you know, there's nobody to take care of her. You know what I'm saying? You have to be close to her. And but I definitely feel like that there is something else opening up for you. I'm going to tell you that I do feel like that there is going to be another job opening up for you. The same area of work you're doing now, but with a different company. It's going to be a little different than what you're doing. But I would say late March, early April is where this really takes off. So I'm going to say about late March, early April on this.
Oh, good. Spring. So new beginnings in spring. New birth, fresh birth.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of the year ahead for you, Mary Ellen, is a lot of new birth for you. You know, especially where your spirituality comes in. And that's one thing that I focus on this program a lot. But your spirituality is what I want to talk about really quick. And you've come a long
okay.
way from where you used to be. And you're doing really wonderful job. Spirit really wants me to tell you that. And,
okay.
and you're definitely going to keep moving forward. And so definitely see a new job for you. And also more money. It looks like more money is coming your way.
Hallelujah.
Financial situation does change. Does start really getting increase here as you go out of 2013. 2014 looks like for you, as we look at 2014 for you, it does look like 2014, you have a solid nest egg where you're financially okay if something does happen. And you haven't had that before. So I feel like you've dipped into that where it's not there so much as strong as it used to be. But I feel like that you're going to have that as you go out of 2013 into 2014. But this year is going to be really good for you as well. There is job change. Your financial situation does get better. I don't really see anything on your horizon that I'm concerned about at this point.
Oh, good, good. Well, 13 is to me is a lucky number. So I
yeah.
see that's pretty good then. Good.
Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you guys would like to talk to me, you can. If we don't get some calls in here, I'm going to be go ahead and close out for the evening. But 347-327-9316. We will stay and play until we're down to what we normally are at when we go off of air. But right now it's 347-327-9316. If you have something you want to talk to me about. You know, the one thing that Spirit really wants me to share with you. Okay, hold on. Because I just felt something. And let me double check what I did felt. Okay. You know, the one thing that Spirit wants me to share with you is, you know, a lot of times, especially right now, there's this fear thing going on our planet. It's like a blanket almost. You know, have you ever felt fear? Fear, if you have ever felt fear, and I felt fear, I'm going to tell you what fear feels like. Fear is like a blanket. It wants to smother you. Actually, it wants to smother you. You know, I appreciate the caller that mentioned, you know, that it keeps us from drawing stuff to us. It keeps us from manifesting things into our lives. Because our brains tell us that we can't have those things, that we don't deserve those things, that those things are impossible for us, that we are never going to reach our goals. But I don't believe that. I believe in the power within me, and I believe in the Spirit within me. In our world, there's a voice of truth, and there's a voice of not truth. There's a spirit of truth, and there's a spirit of not truth. And fear is that spirit of not truth. False evidence appearing as real. Spirit has so much wonderful things for you in 2013. I wish you could see what I see for you. The Spirit wants to bless the socks off of you. But it's up to you to allow that to happen. Spirit can't do anything in your lives. Let's talk about angels. Angels are ministering spirits, but they cannot work in your life if you don't ask them to. They want to bless you. They want to pour stuff into your life, but their hands are actually tied if you do not ask for their assistance. Spirit wants to bless you and work in your life and help you, but cannot do that if you don't ask for assistance and help. For a big part of my life, my mind was in charge. It dictated everything to me and told me that this is how my life was meant to be. I was depressed. I was sad all the time. I was suicidal. I was miserable. And there was one day that I woke up and said, "This is not Spirit. This is not what Spirit wants for me. What in the world is this?" I believe in the spirit of abundance. And I believe that this year we step into a place of drawing that to us. And I want to serve fear a notice that we know better. We are not going to allow ourselves to listen to false evidence appearing as real anymore. We are going to step into the power and to the love, and we're going to have a sound mind, and we are going to step into the Spirit within us, and nothing is going to hold us back. Because I'm sick to death of it. For you, I am tired of seeing you not living to your full potential, because I know what's inside of you and know what's there. And I know that a lot of you are doing the best you can right now, but there's a whole lot more for you. There's a whole lot better world ahead for you. And this is your year. This is your moment to shine. I woke up this morning, and Spirit showed me something. And I want to share that with you. And I got plenty of time to share, so I'm not in a big hurry. because Spirit actually told me to extend the show, so we're actually on for a couple. We're on a little longer than we normally are on until I feel like the Spirit's done. But I woke up this morning, and I was praying about this program. I was praying about you. And I saw you, and I want to tell you how I saw you. I saw you as this. It was amazing, actually. I saw you as a person, but you were light. You were a shining, glowing light. But you had huge muscles. It was like you. Have you ever seen like a bodybuilder and how they flex? And you had your hands up, like showing off your muscles. And you guys had huge muscles. That's what Spirit wants me to tell you tonight. You got huge muscles. You got the power within you. You just got to learn how to exercise that, how to put that into play, and that's why I'm here. I'm sort of your, what did you say, exercise coach maybe? Or how would you describe me? Something like that. You know, I'm here to root you on and to encourage you and to say, hey, you know what, you can do it. And you can do it. Have you ever, I was doing an exercise program, and I was like, I'm bored with this thing. And I was like, I get bored really easy. But I was just like, I don't want to do this. And, you know, no, I was doing karate. I was actually learning kung fu. And my instructor was saying, you can do it, you can do it. And I was like, I can't do this. And I wanted to quit, and I wanted to give up. But I didn't, because I wanted to know to myself that I could do it, and I wanted to flex that muscle, knowing that I could do that. And every time that we have a triumph in our life, every time that we learn how to shut off our mind and we stop listening to our mind, our muscles get a little stronger, they get a little bigger, every time that we say no to our mind. So just keep that in mind when your mind is chittering and chattering to you, and every time you say no to it, every time you say, you know what, Spirit hasn't given me the spirit of fear. I want you to say that all week long. Every time that you come across a fearful situation or something that's holding you back, realize that Spirit within you has not given you that. It's not for your higher good. Just holding you back. It's like a big, huge dam standing in your way. But you know what? Spirit has just given you a jackhammer to blast through that thing and to have all that's being held there for you. This is your year. This is why I started this teaching series, because I know that this is our year. This is the year for me to step out of my fear of teaching you and from sharing some of the stuff that Spirit wants you to hear. More than ever, we need truth. And am I the only voice out in the world with truth? Absolutely not. And I don't want you to ever think I am. I'm just a person in Kansas that loves Spirit and is doing the best I can. And I don't know why Spirit chose me to do what I do, but I am so thankful for it. You know, sometimes I think Spirit uses the simple things in life to confuse the wise. Because all I claim to be is a spiritual being having a human experience, and that all that I am. But I think that's enough. and so and that's what you are too. That's what you are too. I love you guys so much. I really do. And I appreciate you tuning in tonight, and hopefully you got something out of the program. We are going to go off the air right now, but you know, I really do appreciate you so much listening to this program. If you would like to learn more about me, or if you would like to set up a reading with me, or anything like that, you can go to my website. My personal website is www.insightswithmichael.com. www.insightswithmichael.com. You can set up a full reading with me, you know, stuff like that. Okay, over there. Now, if you would like to know what's coming up on our program, you go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can find previous guests, and you can find upcoming guests like the one I'm going to have actually tomorrow. I'm not used to being on every day yet, so I almost said sometime next week, but it's actually tomorrow. And so Andy Bursting is going to be with us tomorrow. And he's going to be talking about what's ahead for 2013 and sharing whatever's on his heart. And we're just going to have a nice, wonderful, fun, spiritual time. But I'm also going to tell you that he is going to read tomorrow. And the one thing that I will also want to remind you is that when I have other readers on, not everybody reads like me. Okay, I read pretty quick, and I get through people pretty quick, and that's the way I read. But a lot of my readers and my guests, they follow the leading of spirit, and that's what they're supposed to do. Which sometimes we don't get to a lot of callers, okay? And I know that that's frustrating for a lot of you, okay? I really can't do anything about that. But if you would like tomorrow, like when Andy's on, you know, I'm going to tell you, we're probably going to have a lot of callers. We probably will be able to only get to five or so. Okay, if you would like to assure your place to talk to Andy tomorrow, then we are going to ask you to give a donation to move you up in the queue. That's all that's for. You're not paying for a reading. I want to be really clear on that. You're not paying to get a reading, or will you ever pay to get a reading on this program? All that is to get you to reassure you that you are going to be able to talk to our guests. Okay? So that's all that is. All right? You can find more information about that if you're concerned about that. You can find more information about that over at www.spiritualtalkradio.net where it says calling in. All right. Okay, I thought I was done, but hold on. Well, I'm not done. Okay, I'm picking up. I'm going to tell you what's happening, and then we'll go from there. I'm picking up somebody that either committed suicide or is thinking about it. Or maybe you know somebody that's really depressed or something like that, because I'm picking up a young woman. And if this is making sense to you, our lines are open at 347-327-9316. I feel like that this is a spirit. I have a young woman. I'm seeing a young woman in spirit with my spirit eyes. Brown hair, sort of greasy, like she didn't wash her hair a lot, or maybe she was really just depressed and she just didn't take care of herself. Also feel like that there's like a birthmark or something would be down like on her neck, down about on the right side of her, like a mole or something that was there. This is making sense to you. She's using the name Becky. If this is making sense to you, please call me 347-327-9316. I'm only going to leave these lines open for a few more minutes here. 347-327-9316. If this is making sense to you, I feel like there was some kind of a cutting on her wrist, left wrist. Looks like she cut it. If this is making sense to you, 347-327-9316. If this is making sense to you and you're listening to this show archive, please contact me at www.spiritualtalkradioymail.com. If this is making sense to you and you're listening to this program archived. There is no distance in spirit. So sometimes these things are for people that, you know, this is the one amazing thing that I think is very interesting with this show. And one thing I found very interesting when I started this show is a lot of time when this stuff happens, it's not for the people that are called in. It's basically for people that are that listen to this program archive. And I feel like the spirit does this is to make you all feel like you're part of the show when you're listening to it archived. Because you are. And I want you to know that I appreciate the archive listeners so much. You guys are awesome. So I wish you could listen to me live, but I know that a lot of you can't, and I understand that. All right. Again, I'm going to describe the woman to you. I still have her here with me. She's saying the name Becky. She has long brown hair. Looks greasy. Or dirty to me. No disrespect to her, but that's how she's coming across to me. But greasy, dirty hair. Just felt like she was depressed for a long, long time. The guest tomorrow is Andy. Oh, not Andy. I'm sorry. I've been saying Andy, but his name is actually Adam. Adam Bernstein, not Andy. So I'm sorry for saying his name wrong, but it's actually Adam Bernstein. Okay. So he will be with us tomorrow. You know, it's weird how we get names stuck in our heads. And so thank you, Rose, for showing me that. I appreciate it. My mind sometimes is in a different place, and maybe I had an Andy stuck in my head somewhere, and that's why it came out. But his name is actually Adam. So he will be with us tomorrow. All right. We will be here at 6 p.m. Tomorrow. Love you guys, and have a good night, and we are done, and so I'm a little tired, so we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night. Let me find a song to close out with. We're going to go ahead and close out with this one. I opened with it yesterday, but we're going to go ahead and close out with it tonight. I really love this song. I want you to listen to it, and I really want you to just release any fears that you have, okay? Next week, we're going to be talking on Tuesday, again on Next Steps. We're going to be talking about your mind and what it's trying to do, okay? We're going to give you some insights into your head. All right, so that's next Tuesday, okay? But be with me tomorrow while I welcome Adam Bernstein to the program. Hopefully I don't call him Andy tomorrow. That would be embarrassing. All right. I got to work on that. All right. Talk to you guys later. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You got good enough. Good.